Good evening, everyone. This is the 28th of January. Saturday evenings are usually reserved for general satsang, where people from all over the metropolitan area, the city of 8 million, of Ahmedabad and surrounding areas, Gandhinagar, they all come. And from faraway places, they also come. New seekers who just want to meet our Gnani and ask their burning questions. Open general satsang. Today you had a bonus. In this morning we had a very beautiful DVD translation. A DVD, the translation of which is already on the web at dadashree.org/satsang, S-A-T-S-A-N-G .html. And this this morning was the issues of man or pride, and the subtle issues of pride, which Niruma talks about in the Whales Shibir in 2001. And so Jai Sachidan, so that was this morning's was on Maan. And now we begin with
Morbi Tri Mandir no je apne bhumi pujan chhe 9th
February. On the 9th February there is going to be the foundation laying ceremony. And the buses will go from here to Morbi.
Notice board par mukhya lay chhe. 29 અને 30 તારીખ બે દિવસ બુકિંગ કરવામાં આવશે એટલે જે મહાત્મા જો
જો વોન્ટ ટુ ગો ધ બુકિંગ વિલ બી ફોર 29th એન્ડ 30th ઓન્લી ઇફ યુ વોન્ટ ટુ ગો બાય બસ
ટુ મોરબી પછી 6:30 7:30
ટુડે આફ્ટર સત્સંગ એન્ટર્સ ધ હોલ ધ એન્ટર્સ ધ હોલ એન્ડ જય સચિદાનંદ એન્ડ એઝ હી એન્ટર ધ હોલ એન્ડ હી ઇઝ climbing up the steps now. This evening, January the 28th, 2012, approaching the Gnani Purush. Oh my Gnani Purush, my highest namaskars and love-filled reverence for your presence at a subtle level, even as I go and share your words with the world or try to understand your words within myself. My highest obeisance to you, hey Dada Bhagwan, the absolutely enlightened manifest self within me in the Gnan Vidhi. As he comes over to Lord Simandar, my Lord, I am as pure as you are. You are verily present in this universe, and I am coming to you sooner or later, sooner the better, as I become free from this rag dvesh effects in discharge. My highest obeisance to you, coming over to Lord Krishna, Sri Krishna, the Supreme One, who gave the total vision of the universe in his song Eternal, the Gita, to the world from different perspectives and different angles. My highest namaskars, my Lord, to you, and more flowers to the image on the left of Gnani Purush Dadashree, followed by flowers at the feet of the Kalyan Swarup image of the Shivalinga. I verily am the embodiment of salvation of the world through the grace of this Gnani Purush. As everyone faces, as he faces the crowd and sings Dada Bhagwan Na Asim Jai Jaikar Ho. Takes seat now, taking off his olive jacket, half sleeve. Three Aptaputras around him, adjusting everything. In front of him is a monitor, a timer. Yes, please. Alicia wants to make an announcement. Okay.
Just a quick announcement. not good for the Westerners regarding the Brahmacharya Shibir. Apparently, we'll have information tomorrow as to who can go. So you don't need to register this evening. There'll be another registration available tomorrow for NRIs, and you can go there, anyone that's going for a Brahma Shibir at that time. Okay, take it to you.
So, one more nights of suspense. when you are asked to stay out, that's when you more you want to be in it. That which is denied to you seems the most challenging. Well, that's the way it is. Remind me to tell you the story of Ekalavya later on when we are together. Ekalavya. So here we go now. Let's start.
Hello.
Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the Absolute One who resides within you with intense devotion and deep sense of oneness. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. Be careful. Did you do the samayiks of separation yesterday? Did you do that, you know, the samayik which the Gnani gave us? Did you turn the handle that, my Lord, you are eternal, this guy is temporary. You are Vinashi, you have these things. If you can have the awareness of who is the doer and who am I, then you are in bliss. On the first day of the Gnanvidhi, you get that, and in the last day of the satsang also you get that, 15 years later or 20 years later. Just this is the thing. Who am I and who is the doer? Even Niruma was talking about it today, so Deepak Bhai was also watching. Who is the doer and who am I? At the end of the day, Dada would say, who is the doer? Who did it? Ask yourself. You can write in big handwriting. Who did it in your room? It is discharging. It is the filled stock that is discharging, and it needs to be settled with equanimity. Vyavasthit is the doer and is the controlling force, and so it you will set in the exact line of the two lines of the railway line of the S capital self and the small SCLF. Let us begin. And some lady asking a question from
Chikuni file in a DNA.
I have a brother-in-law who is a very sticky file. I don't have any aversion towards him, but I don't like him to come around me. I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to hurt him, but I don't like him around me. I don't want him to come in my circle. Why is it? It's my husband's brother. I want him to be fine in his own home, and we are fine in my home. Why? What do you mean? So there is clearly an aversion, is it not? Yes. You just said, but you dislike, when he comes you feel the dislikes at the subtle level, and how is he going to hurt you if he comes to your home? Yes. Is he going to take away something from you? It was from the very beginning I had this feeling, but I will put up with the father-in-law and the mother-in-law, but I cannot put up with my husband's son. Everyone else is complaining about him. He kind of disrupts the environment, and so I feel like and my file too, the husband insists that he must be there. So we have a conflict. I have a conflict with my husband, but I agree externally, but from inside I want him away from me, but I don't want him around me or in my home. So now we go. But what will happen if he does come? But wait, once you're not settled, supposing he comes to Simandar city, then what will you do? You are in Simandar city and he comes to Simandar city, what will happen then? I can't do pratikraman about him. My husband tells me, why don't you do pratikraman and finish it off? This is the law. In the last life you have scorned such a person intensely, and that is why he comes as a relative to you in this life. His relative, then my son, my son, my son, my son. Initially you love it, and then, but this is a file and I want to settle with it with equanimity, and whatever unfolds in Vyavasthit, that is correct, and I do not want to enter into any rag dvesh with the file. I want to, I know, I'm going to live for 5, 25, 35, 45 years. Why continue to have rag dvesh? Whatever, in whatever, however way somebody hurts puja or accuses puja or hurts puja, you should be ready to settle it with equanimity. That is all. So what are you going to do? Supposing it happens through your own thing, supposing you, these are all echoes of vibrations from the past life. You may have hurt somebody intensely in the last life, and that is why these echoes are happening in this life. It is not the person, it is not your brother-in-law, it is whatever it is, let it be. Say Vyavasthit and remain in your S capital self and settle with equanimity. I can't do pratikraman. Deepak Bhai says, please understand, here she is going on and on, why, and my pratikraman goes into a different mode, because on my nimit, on my account, my husband is suffering because he can't come. Just do, ask for the energies from Dada, that's all. So he gave the five agnas initially, and then he said, okay, now ask for the energies, that's all. Now, next one, Dada says that the echoes of speech will continue heavily, and on Guru Purnima and then day and Janma Jayanti and Diwali, I am in the S capital self. And so, when we do the Samayik on those specific occasions, for long hours I don't speak anything on those specific days. But in the S, instead of as a witness, I go become the S capital self and I see what is happening. And just, can I remain the knower and seer of what happens? Then why do you, if you're going to be the knower and seer, why should there be this decision that I will not say anything? If you are the knower seer, there is no decision about I will speak or not speak. Whatever arises is correct. If you are in the GD, knower seer, gnata drashta approach, then, you know, instead of, is it not, I do not want to speak, I'm going to remain silent, it is the ego of speech only. So 7 days you will not speak. On the 8th day there'll be a barrage like a Niagara Falls of the suppressed speech only. So if you have tied your son for 10 hours in the home, and then if he gets out, he really just will fly all over the streets when he gets out of the home, will it not? Because he'll say, wow, I'm free. Instead, you do not want to enter into the hole of I want to be silent or I want to speak. Just be the knower of the speech that is coming out. It is happening, but I just want to see the signs. Dada, she says, Dada says that. She says, Dada says that. But if you continue to hurt others through your speech, then how is it going to really help? Dada gives the agna of moan or silence to somebody whose speech is very hurtful to others. You know, even if such a person who is walking with Dada will say, hey, you get lost, why are you here? Right in front of Dada, he is using hurtful speech. And he himself would beg from Dada, Dada, make me absolutely silent. My speech is such that it is constantly hurting everyone around, whereas we ourselves, we have the deep intention that let no being be hurt through my mind, speech and body, or this mind, speech and body. Even she is still hanging on. She said, that is correct, but the day when I'm in the S capital self completely, but what about this hall that you said, I don't want to speak. Aren't you not in a hall of doership on one side? How can you be in the hall of doership of remaining silent? And then you're saying that I'm going to remain the Gnata Drishta. Isn't there a contradiction here, my lady? Okay. And then now she goes into another question, that, you know, the science of food, that we have to continue to see the eater who is eating. I have to see the eater who is eating, and now the eater is eating, and I am the absolute knower of the one who is eating. I can remain the knower seer initially, but then again I become the eater and the enjoyer of the food, and I get called, I get dragged into the illusory attachment to the pressure of this food. Are you really eating, or the eater is eating? And so first you need to, and don't you overeat first? And isn't there a deceit in eating? You had decided you are not going to eat in between, but three times a day only. But don't you snack? Don't you open the fridge here and there? If you have a discipline, or have a discipline that, you know, you can eat all you want of the food that you do not like to enjoy, like to eat, and be very restricted in the food that is very tasteful. You see, your first awareness should be on, why did I become so engrossed in the eating? What's there in this food that makes me engrossed in it? Why did I get so engrossed in the sleep? Why did I get engrossed in these compliments? Why did I get engrossed in this sense of doership? You should have the awareness. You should rise to the level that what's going on day in and day out, eating, sleeping, and eliminating. What's going on? Is this life? Next one. Excuse me. Dada Shri says that in the discharge, my opinion never changes. Number two, to see the discharge. Dada says my opinion about somebody never changes. I want to understand these things. Like if I can see the discharge of file number one, then I can remain in the separation. When other files are discharging, at that time I could remain in the presence only. I could remain the non-doer. I could remain without any opinions. I could analyze the intellect too, and where it was doing. But then I could not really check on the knots of the mind only. But I was feeling very light and blissful as I looked at the discharge in specific. And this is what I need to do. I don't have to do everything. Yeah, this is how I was doing it. Am I doing it right? What do you think? This was the experience in Samayik, right? Did you have this experience when you were doing it? Then did you repeat the Samayik? It was going on continuously, but and now set it again. Then it was even when I was, yes, it was even outside the Samayik, all day it remained for me. I felt that, is this called the darshan of Dada? No. Dada darshan is different. You have set the upyog in practical life of what Dada had instructed you. Dada said the mind and the thoughts is discharging, the speech is discharging, and the activity is also discharging. And if you can experience that, then you can attain a great level of freedom. So next one, Sarla. There's an Apta Sutra. The mind is contradictory. And whatever the mind is, the mirror of the arrows that you have thrown in the past life. So the now new, all the negative arrows that are happening in this life, pratyaga, these are the results of the very arrows that you had thrown to others in the past life. And if you remain the knower of this that is happening in the mind, you become free from it. said in the last life, if you had said that you are a thief, then in this life it will continue as he's a thief. And so if the intensity and the duration with which you had said that will be the intensity and duration with which it will reverberate and it will echo in this life, in the mind, and these are all the echoes, and you can convert it by saying, no, he's a very good man, so you are rewinding the wrong knots, and you are winding it ahead, because the intellect and the ego are discharging, and they will continue to show that which was charged, that is all. And so the one who is awakened is not with the discharge, so that it is an old man, it is the old contradictory mind. So you need to have the very special inner art of how to deal with the mind. Yes, he is a pure soul, and now this is his discharge, and you see the positive in the relative, and this is a false talk in the relative, and really he is a pure soul, therefore there is no space or scope for the intellect ego complex, and thus you will become free from the old opinions that are happening as a result of that which was bound in the last life. That's all. Next one, another lady. I have hurt others through speech and conduct. I do the pratikraman too, but the intellect is so interfering that it continues to show the faults of the other person. It says, I even tell her that, why are you seeing her mistakes? This is all vyavasthit. You need to do the homework. You need to sit down. On what basis are you seeing the faults of the other person? And then divided by the pratikraman, the division of pratikraman. So if it is multiplied by 50, you will have to do it 50 times. Just because Dada has said the prakruti is nirdosha, it's a false talk, it's not going to work. If you have multiplied it to the intensity of 50 and a count of 50, you will have to divide it with the count of 50. 50 pratikramans each. Every phase of the intellect will have to be dissolved with the light of Gnan, G, capital of the self. But I can't seem to get out. He says, you're not going to get out the easy way. You have intensified it so much. Next one. No. You think the other person is like that? No. He is perfectly right. The other person is fine. It is my problem. So then see what kind of impressions, if a lot of negative opinions have formed in a previous, especially when you have hurt you or insulted you or hurt you terribly, the intellect has been scalded, the intellect has been burned, and therefore in the reaction you will continue to protect the small SELF and continue to show in how many different ways the other person is at fault. And so if you have been severely insulted, if your ego has been hurt very badly, the ego of pride has been hurt very badly, the intellect will be protecting it very severely. So make a list, and then have the positive approach to each one of those lists. Positive. Next one. Another lady now. Looks like they're all sitting behind each other. Next one. In satsang, when the awareness clicks in, it's so beautiful that it has to come in the conduct. And even in the same way, the intellect catches on some deep negativity that is there and it does not let me come out of it. Just as a satsang point lets me see it as it is, with the same intensity, a negative point that I see, it just keeps on flashing at that time. So then it just becomes twice the song. Then, you could just say, your negativity won't work with me. You just say it, your negativity is not going to work with me, I am there. But if you come under the influence of it, if you come under the influence of the intellect, then you're caught. It's a whirlpool. It's like the octopus that's going to drag you away. So, no, the intellect will bother you. But don't you have something stronger than intellect? Are you not stronger than the intellect? You see, because you believe that intellect is yours, that is why it bothers you so much. Throw it away. throw it out, don't protect. She says, no, you are constantly on the side of the intellect, you are listening to the intellect, you are receiving the signals from the intellect. Is Dada larger or intellect is larger? So Dada. Then you say Dada is, you can just say, Dada is with me, I'm not going to listen to you, I'm going to follow the Agna of Dada. Just say it 5 to 25 times, I'm not going to listen to you, that's it. But you see, you just say it once, and the other 24 times you just kind of let the octopus do whatever it wants to do in your home. So through the energy of the pragna, you will be able to kind of ride over. It is not living, it is dying. That which is dying cannot have any, you know, it might look like it is, it might act as if it's dying, but it is really. It is just flashing, the intellect is flashing, but are you stupid to catch on the flash, temporary flash of the intellect, when you have the full light of the sun, S capital? He says, come on, now I'm going to pick you up and leave you outside this village. You're not going to. Then, if you just say it, I'm not going to listen to you. I am not going to listen to you. You get out. If she enters, then the bhavako will come in. And then the intention maker will make the intentions, and it will just keep on saying. But here you can say, I am the blissful one, I have attained the self, and you can say, all of these tendencies that want to eat, why don't you go on the other side, you know, then I have attained the Dada Bhagwan. So address all of these tendencies that want to eat and go and enter into temporary pleasures, talk to these vrittis that want to go into the pleasure of food or any other pleasures, and say, I'm not going to listen to you, I have attained Dada Bhagwan, the absolute self. I have received Dada Bhagwan. Dada Bhagwan is with me. You know, from a distance, if you sit on the chair, if you enter, I'll throw you out. If you keep on saying, I'll throw you out, it's not going to work. You literally have to throw it out when it comes out. Then if you stand at the door and say, no way, you're not coming in, then it won't come in. But you see, you are protecting it, you are inviting it, you are protecting it, you are feeding it, you are all day long, in all the faults that you do, the intellect is in operation, is it not? So if the intellect is in operation, what has that got to do with you? Should you not be exercising your energy, E capital, of the P capital pragna? You see, when you make other people, you see, the reason why the intellect is so dominant and making you fearful is because in the past life you had hurt other people through your heavy intellect and ego. You were exercising heavy ego and intellect in the past life, and now this intellect in discharge is doing the same to you, but you are no longer with it, are you? She says, after the Gnanvidhi, I was talking to her and saying that, you know, if you see the fault of anybody, I don't want to go to hell on your account. That's how I used to talk to the intellect. Then I used to move away from the satsang also. So this is how it is, says Deepak Bhai. This is how complex the intellect it is. It is the echoes of past life. And now you don't have to listen to it. You should understand that it is just echoes. They are not real. They are illusory. And you should not let it affect you. My signature is not there in it. I do not want to put a signature on it. Next one, Vandana. Another lady. There are a whole bunch of them sitting in a circle picking up the microphone. Next one. There is a belief that I am a woman. I am superior. I am beautiful. I'm good, etc. Against them, there is this, I am pure soul. Right now, let us settle a file with equanimity, says Deepak Bhai. Those are stations ahead, but inside they are asking you, in what way I am not a woman, in what way I am not a superior, in what way, I am superior, I know. But if you cannot say it, then if you cannot see it, don't try hard. Why don't you say, is it not a file? Is it not under Vyavastit? Yeah, so when you say file 2, can you not say that file 2? That means there is the pure soul in your husband, and also the file to the Prakriti. But you see, now you are trying to enter into the very subtle aspects of in what way I am not a woman. I am a woman. I am able and I am smart. In what way I am not? You know, why don't you just say it's a file? Why don't you just move with the Agna instead of trying to do the subtle way? The time. But it wants to know in what way I am not superior, in what way I am not a woman. Well, why don't you just settle it with equanimity? Agna is superior to all of these subtle techniques, is it not? But I need to understand it, no? No, forget about it. You can say that I am a daughter, but in front of your husband, are you a daughter or are you a wife? And then, are you a daughter or are you a wife or are you a mother? Who are you? So, no, really, of the three changing roles, who are you? So, really, I'm Vandana. She says, you're wrong. You didn't give a correct answer. Just understand that in front of your husband, you're a wife. In front of your son, you're a mother. These are all changing roles. These are all relative roles that makes you change the way you are. But who am I really? This is right. When there is no file, I'm a pure soul. When there is a file, you become a mother, you become a wife, you become a daughter. You see, those roles have to be performed. There is no short. Who is performing the role? You, the very one who used to say, I am Vandana. The one who says, I am Vandana has to perform the roles. The one who says, I am awakened has to know the role. That's all. Oh, no, is that a Mangadas? No, it is the middle one, really. Mangadas is always there. The body complex is always there. But that which belief changes, that is the changing, that is a bhavo. The constantly changing belief one is a bhavo. Next one. Samantha is coming next. There was a conflict in the home and I could not come here and I got overwhelmed with conflict. What should I do? I'm very... But now you're in satsang, are you not? Now do you feel a sense of peace now? Yes. So continue coming to satsang and then meet some Aptaputri ladies and then talk to the Aptaputri ladies and they will give you, guide you how to kind of, how to understand the simple steps so that you can really kind of move forward into relative peace and real bliss. And through all the various... Who is not?
Anupa is not here.
Okay, so just hold this, it's recording, so I'll just go. Okay, so it is fine, you just...
Gayatri. Dada said in Brahmacharya that if you follow Brahmacharya, you will receive tremendous energies. What should a couple do to protect their energies on this path? And then... So what should a couple do to protect their energies on this path? Where does the loss of energies occur? And how long does it take for the rising of the energies to occur?
Brahmacharya, maje sapal tarike ame kaise ache? Nena thi shaktiyo vade che, to ye shaktiyo ne shu hani nake che, ne shaktiyo ne vada sa, shu kadu joe. And what was the last one? Ten?
How long does it take for the rising of the energies to occur?
And
how to practice five principles. Because five principles will help you more. And no doubt Brahmacharya is, we have to follow with say some limitation, step by step you have to proceed in Brahmacharya. But if you practice five principles, then ego, intellect, that anger, pride, deceit, they will not come in between solving our files. So that will prevent our energy of soul. So you can increase by practicing five principles and doing pratikamana of our mistake. That will increase our strength of pure soul, awareness of pure soul. And Brahmacharya is definitely happy. But you have to practice and a niyam thi brahmacharya suja.
With some steadiness and discipline, without really going, with understanding.
Slowly, you proceed further in brahmacharya. Understand?
Yeah, I understand. Just
yes, it's Gayatri.
Jai Satchitananda. I have a question for you. And Dada says in his books that being in a married couple and practicing Brahmacharya is taking the medicine when both have the fever. And so Gayatri has come up this obstacle of what do you do when one of the partners just have the fever and not both? How do you tackle that?
You have to solve with equanimity. Convince him and then solve fight with equanimity. Because women wants love and hoof, insecurity. Insecurity and love. And men wants physical. So we have to compromise. We have to understand. I have to solve this fight with equanimity. Explain him, convince him, and then slowly decide. We will come out later on. So we will practice monthly ones or 2 months once, and slowly we will come out from this, and we will practice celibacy step by step, slowly. So we have to solve with equanimity. Understood?
Okay, so I have to settle the file with equanimity when it arises.
And then slowly deciding you have to inside you have to do pratikabana, ask strength from Dada Baba. So the two part. Understanding of file too, he has to improve, and physical, he has to solve with equanimity. So discharge is second part, and awareness is another part. So we can increase, and we can keep keep awareness inside. This is wrong, and my opinion is 100% towards celibacy.
So, but because I'm also interested in what it is that
we have to solve with equanimity, no doubt. Because, see, women feels that I don't want anything, this thing, I don't like. Really, inside, she want husband, she want hundreds of her affection or moh or rag fulfilled by husband. But she don't want give to one sex relation. So we have to understand, I have to finish his demand and we have to solve with equanimity. This is file, I have to solve this file. He can inside decide, I don't want this is wrong, I should come out, and I will ask, after finishing this work, we will pray Dada Bhagavan, we will ask 1 hour prayer, we will do pratikon for that. So slowly, see, discharge part is automatically gets finished. But we can change our causes, we can change our abhipraya, opinions, and we will do pratikon for our past opinion of sex. So we can do pratikon for opinion, but physically part you have to solve with equanimity. Understood?
Yeah.
Deepa,
જે સામાયિક જે આપણે કરીએ છીએ એ વખતે બધું દેખાય છે ફટાફટ પિક્ચર ની જેમ પછી ખબર પડે છે કે એ વખતે એકદમ
when I do the સામાયિક I can see everything but later on so I can know something and other portions I don't know and in some portions I become tanmayakar the body mind form and at other times I remain the knower and then little bit later I can see everything kind of move so I see and I don't see I see and I get absorbed I see and I get absorbed so I try to remain in the awareness of the separation but further seeing ceases
to fariti starting thi jo pade chhe ane pachi
So where is the error? So clean it where it got muddled up, that's all. Where you could see it's fine, but where it got muddled up, is where you are getting muddled up, becoming absorbed and engrossed. That is where there is something that's going on. Take it in the next samayik. The importance is not to see. The importance is to remove the dust, the dirt, and the garbage. So because of the nature of the garbage, you might become more absorbed, and there may be suffering. But that is a critical part where you have to focus. He said something very important. It is more critical to kind of get rid of the dirt rather than to be the seer in samayik. The seer will happen more naturally. I feel like I have Bhavo has moved. Can you imagine? Did you say you become absorbed for 1 hour? Why don't you? That is such a heavy knot. In Niruma says that she would never live. For 1 hour you become absorbed in samayik. What's going on? Samayik is supposed to be the seeing, not to getting absorbed in it. You see, now you're supposed to see it in a film. Yeah, but
she says, as soon as I got married, my husband was here and my father-in-law was just saying, she can see it as a film.
But you know, this is mind. It is the intellect that is showing you these things. There is, you know, it can show you ragdvesh continuously. But you know, are you the seer when you say that it is my husband was standing there, and you know, my son-in-law, my father-in-law was looking at me this way? You already become the absorbed one, and you are not in samayik. It is the intellect has just deceived you in the entire samayik. You are not the seer at all. It says, when this person came, there was moh, man, dvesh. You see, that is when this individual came and moh arose. This individual came and greed arose. This individual came and man or pride arose. That is called the seeing. So you are focusing on the garbage that has not been swept out from in your home, and it is dependent on the entities. And you know, if you have a very intense dvesh towards somebody, or if you have a very intense illusory attachment towards someone, you will not be able to get out of it. And yes, you will not, that pail of garbage is lying inside your home for years and years. And then once you throw out the main garbage pail, then there is some that is lying outside here and there. Arya, do you have the, I know, if you are entering into the storm of rag dvesh when you are doing samayik, then you are in the wrong place totally. Don't. Gnata Drashta is the fifth level. Do you see? We 1, 2, and 3. We have not even crossed the deep ravine, the deep valley of where I am tempted. You know, I am the knower and seer. I don't have. What about your sticky files? That's where it counts. But with the sticky files, you've got all kinds of storms going on, and outside you look like a goody-goody lady. What's going on? You say, with outside you can remain Gnata Drashta. It is where you really need to remain Gnata Drashta. You cannot. Next one. Next one. How does one become so
This is how do you become narrow-minded and kind of constricted? You see, when you somebody else is giving something openly and you say, why did you give this much? You become constricted yourself. You become restricted yourself. It is. Sankuchitta, that means you have a narrow mind, that means you will not become noble and open. It's not in a matter of giving also. Look at the other people, they're so open and free with what they've got. You know, is it about money or is it about food? You are kind of miserly in feeding other people, is that right? Oh, in what way are you constricted or restricted? Restrictive? When your sister-in-law's son comes here, then you hide the goodies, and when your own son comes, you open up all the goodies. That means, you see, that is the constriction, is it not? Somebody that you like visits you, you open up everything, and somebody that you don't like, you kind of hide what all the goodies that you've got. That is the intellect playing games with you, is it not? It does not let you become noble. But when you share with the ones that you don't like, then you will become more and more open and noble. Here, take this. Please have some. Is this worshiping? So the deception will kick in because you listen to the intellect. The intellect will never let you say that it is wrong to find this kind of differences and this divisiveness between your sister-in-law's son and your son. Intellect will say, yeah, fine, you know. Intellect will find so many reasons why it is perfectly all right. Intellect will find so many reasons. And so... when it comes to serving, doing some service for Dada, the body starts aching, and then you want to do it for yourself, and you want, then you're all like, you know, like a healthy horse. But then when you have to do something for the total service, then you start having, you know, you're aware of the pain here and there. How did you know, she says, how do you know, Deepak Bhai? How do you know? You know, if you've been given some work to do with the flower, you'll say, no, that flower is going to stain my clothes. You can say, you know, then she says, but I have a backache. But you know, there are work for people who have backache in the kitchen too. Their back will not be disturbed at all, but you can still do work. So, but the intellect is also there. You see, you had the opportunity to serve, but your intellect was constantly trying to come in the way saying, no, but this is all the filled stock that's going to come out, and that is the way it is. But the circumstances are such that I have to do the work, and... But you just have to say, Dada, I do not want to move away from service, and I want to make the best adjustments. The more you desire, the more you become hearty in your desire for service, it will happen for you. It has to come from the heart. Let us listen. Is it over, or do you have to say something else? So this constrictiveness, the constriction, the restrictive tendency, it is, yeah, the restrictive is not letting me speak. Does it prevent the experience of the self? And I'm somehow valuing the relative too much. Why don't you see the cassette of Niruma on Sankuchitta? 5 or 6 hours will pass seeing it, and
what is it? The more you study it, the more you'll be able to see how you can move towards the opposite of constriction, which is nobility. Nobility, not in the relative, but this is the inner state of being free from that which restricts you. When you delve on the noble, you become noble. When you delve on the restrictions, you become restrictive and constrictive and constipated. So this is how it is. You will spend it in the illusory attachment of the pleasures and things for the home, but you will not be able to spend it for satsang. You will not be able to go for satsang. The intellect will continue to spend it for that which nurtures your kashayas and your illusory pleasures only. And the Gnan is there to lift you up from that. The Gnan lifts you up. So, seva is, especially for women, it's an excellent thing to move away from the doership, because the intention changes. Now they are doing the service for the S capital self. Up until now I was doing it for the family, and I was doing it for the children, and I was doing it for myself. Now I'm serving, and that service will break this illusory attachment that is a dominant factor in the female prakriti. And so the more you give service, the more you will become free from this. And it will melt the illusions and the veils of illusion. Now, what do you want to say? Another lady behind. Is the 60 years old, 60, 70, 75 year old ladies, they will come, or like mother, the age of the mother, they are called seniors. There are 200 to 300 such ladies. They give service. You know, they do the finest work. They clean the smallest thing, like tal, which is sesame seeds and things that we can barely see. And then, you know, what do you say? Wow, these bhajiyas and gotas were so good. But because they cleared it up so beautifully that you can eat it, even at the parayan time, these elderly ladies will helping. This is an amazing seva of these senior ladies. Deepak Bhai is just, and they do it from the heart, so that let people eat the clean food so that they will continue to do good work for Dada. They forget themselves. There is no selfishness there. And this is. But you know, and Deepak Bhai. Aye, the same fault is bothering me. I do samayiks and pratikraman, but again the same mistake comes, so I can do another samayik pratikraman. Now for 10 years I'm in a rut. I'm in a cycle. Is it too much illusory attachment? Is it too much pride? What's going on? It's like this. The fault is the same, but you see, the vision that changes, the mistake is the same, but the inner way of looking at it is changing through. So at the time of anger it's arising, at the time of, so it is, there are 18 different kinds of mistakes between the hungry one and the fridge. The refrigerator is the same, it feels the same, you just feel like it's the hungry ego, but there are subtle layers that are getting that are being removed. And it is in each and every instance, see your own kashais and see it separate. Where is my willfulness? Where is my pride? Where is the pride? Where is the anger? Where is the greed? Where is the where is the sexuality, etc.? And so, instead of focusing on the other nimit, you have to focus on the junk, on the junk. And in the samayik, you are focusing on your own junk. Once you become free from the other person by pratikraman, then you look at your maan, at your pride. You look at your, the expectation, the sense that you want to have some sense of protection from this fridge. The reason I'm giving in to him is because he protects me. He is there for me. Without him, how will I live, etc.? So that is the home. comfort, the sense of security, etc. So as you can see that these are happening to Samantha, they're happening to Nada, they're happening. But if I try to solve it through five agnas, why do they continue? Then he says, why don't you sit with the Aptaputri ladies? You don't want. No. You don't want to continue to kind of say that it is a mistake. It's a mistake too much. Kira, move away from it. Now then, just say what is mind doing, what is the interference, what is the speech doing, etc. Move away from that mistake. So just see what is happening in the discharging prakriti. Then so why don't you go and meet some of these our ladies Aptaputris, Beheno Aptaputris, the sisters, and they will help you. Okay? And then ask for the energies, do the Vidhi, Machan, Pratikraman, reading, Pratikraman. I'm doing everything, Deepak Bhai. But how come for 10 years you're stuck up there? Why do you have, then why are you saying it's the same thing? Then close the chapter. Why don't you just throw away that book? Dada Bhagwan, I'm surrendering it to you. I'm not going to go there anymore. I've done enough. 10 years. Jai Sachidanand. 10 years of Pratikraman Samayik. Okay, interesting. What do you want to say? Next one. Jai Sachidanand. I had a dream a few days ago that you're not traveling in cars. You're kind of moving in helicopters now. There is a place in Samantha City, and then in, from the helicopter, and then we are serving. And then you stop me. Then you let us touch our feet, to your feet. And then you asked, what is your problem? And then he said, no, we don't have any problem. What is the deficiency? No, we won't move. And then it was a very nice place. You were near the helicopter and you touched me three times on my head. Yes, it was a real helicopter. I don't want a helicopter, says Deepak Bhai. This is a beautiful helicopter, isn't it? This little white car. You know? It's very nice, you see. We do not want an external helicopter. We have a nice car, that little one. You know, and it's an electric battery, but you don't even have to turn on the electric power because, you see, it just goes by momentum over there. So you just see what is happening. And remain in the S capital self. And this is a file that we have to settle. From here to Mumbai, from Mundavat to Mumbai, we will meet the Varodra Mahatma, Varuj Mahatma, Surat Mahatmas, etc. But what's wrong with it? Instead of flying directly to Mumbai in a helicopter, at least we are meeting the Mahatmas on the way, right? So that's good. So if you go by car, so that's, let the car be. We don't want to bypass the Mahatmas. Ness is going, Deepak Bhai is going up on the helicopter. Our Deepak Bhai is going. What's wrong with the car? We got a perfect nice car. But these are all imaginations. The greatest, that is opportunity, is to serve. And there are some who cannot serve the organization, but then they are serving their parents, their wife, their disabled son, their sick daughter. That is also seva, is it not? But we are so fortunate in Samantha City that we can do seva without kashais. We can do seva without kashais. And this seva without kashais should be done all over the world, regardless of where you are. And if you do it without kashais, you get tremendous blessings of Gnani Purush, Dada Shri, and then see the filled junk that is in, and then it is the gelled stock. It is the ice that has formed from the subatomic particles from last life, and on the circumstances that come in front of it, it will. When the fan is spinning, you don't try to put a table and then try to reach it and try to stop it with a stick. Try to find where the regulator of the fan is and then go there and adjust the fan.
adjust the fan. So that is the division. That is the, through the multiplication of rag and vesh, it got filled in, and through the division of the nine columns, it will come to zero. And that is in the non-self complex too. You are supposed to just see it happening. That is all. Why? And don't the, why did I do this? Is a pure soul. You know, change your own way of looking at it. If you change your vision, everything is fine. See the self, see the flawless, see the non-doer, and I am the blissful one, the non-doer, and I'm not doing anything either. Again it will arise the next day and the following day, and every time it arises, those layers are lifted up and they fall away. If there are 100 layers, the 100 will take. If there are 500, the 500 will go. If it is very sticky, there may be 5,000. If it is very light, it may be 5 to 10 times. So this is the science, this is the Vignan. The pump has been disconnected, nothing new is coming in. It is, you do not have to kind of imagine anything. What unfolds is exactly yours only, and that nobody knew, not nobody is going to put anything that doesn't belong to you in it. So it is just getting consumed, getting exhausted, getting finished, getting settled. For some it will be, if not in 11 years, by 14 years it will all empty completely. Towards that time there will be not such a heavy force that you will get swept away. Then it will be light force only. Let us do a very beautiful vidhi, says our Gnani, Puja Deepak Pai. We do the vidhi at home, but let's do it now. Excuse me. Let us do the vidhi. Where did I miss the five agnas? That is samayik, that's the highest. And the highest samayik is to see the as capital self. As you are sitting and remaining the blissful one, if you see the blissful ones walk past you, it's a very beautiful samayik. And set the first, second and third agnas. Let us do the vidhi. Tatma chu shuddhatma 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 ma chu shuddhatma chu shuddhatma shuddhatma chu. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand.